In the last half decade, we've been forced to the realization that we have been a wasteful people. The gas crisis taught us that we wasted energy. Our environmental friends taught us that we waste the air and the water resources upon which we depend for our very survival. And another wasting resource is our cities, which are decaying in full view of all of us. Somehow, in our years of abundance, we developed the notion that we could discard and replace our cities. And I think, as Mr. Udall has stated, the past decade saw public as well as private investment literally financing the building of ring upon ring of suburbs encircling the inner city core. As the central cities grew old and the structures within them grew worn, those who could fled to the outer fringes into the newly built suburbs. And this suburban sprawl has consumed literally millions upon millions of acres of open spaces and has encouraged the waste of millions of dollars of urban resources. For example, in New York City alone last year, 35,000 units of housing were abandoned. And the waste there is not in the housing alone, for an abandoned house abandons a part of all those supportive assets which give the city life, utilities, transportation, schools, hospitals, all of which take years to build. A tighter economy, scarcity of energy, and changing demographic trends mandate that we use all the ingenuity that we can summon to preserve and recycle these assets. Our studies at HUD conclude statistically which we should have concluded intelligently years ago, that it is far less costly to recycle our cities than it is to build new suburbs. And urban redevelopment may consume 50% less land, 55% less capital, 45% less energy, and create 45% less air pollution. But apart from the costs involved, America has been undergoing considerable changes in its lifestyles. Singles, young marrieds, and elderly account for 82% of the net population increase in the years of 1970 to 1973. And there is a growing demand for low and moderate cost housing near to job opportunities, cultural amenities, and the various opportunities that our cities can afford. I think today that America is looking over the advantages of urban living that she carelessly overlooked before. And at the same time, HUD is celebrating the first birthday of the Housing and Community Development Act passed a year ago August, which seeks as one of its goals to preserve our urban communities. For the first time, the federal government is providing rental subsidies, $1.6 billion a year, to help house our lower income families in existing and substantially rehabilitated structure, giving a preference where there is an economic mix. And for the first time, our local communities direct how, when, and where federal community development funds are to be spent, and they're more than $8 billion over a three-year period. Our first year experience with these funds show that local communities are in fact directing 60% of their $2.6 billion this past year to rehabilitating our urban neighborhoods. So I think that we have learned that a city is people, and that a healthy city is all kinds of people in every economic strata, providing energy, creativity, ingenuity, earning power, and personal involvement. That's the mix that gives the city a healthy heartbeat, an exciting ambiance, and a responsive spirit. And that's my definition of a humane city, and it is our great urban hope. In fact, that's what HUD is all about. Thank you.